Thanks for coming in to talk to Spotlight on Brittany today,
Renan.
And you have an interesting job. You do have a couple of interesting jobs, right? But yeah, the one that I met you through, I suppose, is the Figaro.
Yeah, which is not a real job. It's just like an occasional activity.
Right.
Yeah.
And so to those of our listeners who don't know what a Figaro is, we would say in English it's an extra, film extra,
yeah,
or TV extra. So you do this quite regularly?
Absolutely not.
Okay, because I met you through somebody else that was doing a production.
Yeah.
So you were doing something for television recently?
Well, no, I was a film director for a TV show in France on Canal Plus,
okay,
which is called Groland. It's like a kind of very well-known show in France. Groland means it's the name of a false country, and it's a weekly news of this country.
Okay.
And this country is on president,
right,
is on ministers,
yeah,
is on police, and is on population.
Right.
So all that's happened in France can be translated in this country without any censorship. Well, my job on this was, I was a director of the small films, the small sketches, the small reports,
mm-hmm,
that we made to make this weekly news,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And so we're like 8 different directors to make this in frame, in image.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there is like a crew of like 6-7 writers. I work on this program from the 1999 until 2012. So it was my main job at this time.
Yeah.
During the same period, I was also working with a French cinema company, which is called Galatée Film, which is owned by Jacques Perrin, and who is a very well-known actor. At the beginning, he was an actor, and then he became a producer. And this man made a lot of film about nature, like documentary about nature, but not for TV, but for the big screens.
Okay.
So that means that this man developed a lot of tools to make stable images, to be able to... So imagine a lot of different tools to make stable image for the cinema, for the theaters,
right,
you know, not for the TV. If in the TV you've got a little move, it's okay. But if you have an 8-meter large screen, and if you are in the on the boat filming dolphins, it will be like everybody will
seasick.
Be seasick. You know, so
okay,
that's not the time. And so this man made like a very well-known, well, few well-known films about nature. But
right,
before that, he did other things like Z. He was a producer of Z, which was a film of Costa Gavras. And after that, he made another film called Oceans, about the marine life. And on this movie, my very, very nice job was to report, to document the film and the way we are doing it.
Okay.
So they give me a small camera and they say, okay, go and you film the technicians filming the animals.
Film making the film.
Yeah.
So that must have been fascinating.
So I did that from 1999 to 2012. So, so I have two different occupations. One was on the TV, feature, fiction, small
satire.
False country satire.
Yeah.
And the other one was more in the documentary and the wildlife.
Right.
And it was really nice because this... this production make me travel a lot all over the world.
Yeah, wow.
So it was really fantastic.
Yeah.
So I've been from South Africa to North Pole to the US to Libya to Senegal. It was just
incredible.
Really a nice, a good balance for me between this satire world and this more wildlife.
That's very interesting. Yeah.
So then in 2012, I did it. I did all these things which was common, you know, and I have my own project, film that I want to do. So to be able to do that, it needs a lot of time, of energy, and you need to be a bit out of the obligation of the work I was doing, which was really, really fantastic because I learned a lot. I made like for this Groland program, I make around 500 small films, which is a real, the nicest school, cinema school you can find. But one evening I was on my window in Paris and I say, okay, this is done. I did it. And the work I did with Galatée Film was over and I made another year in Canal Plus Groland. And then one day I say, okay, enough, I did it. If I continue on this way, I will be really hooked and will have never the time to make my own thing. Yeah. So the only way to move was to move. And so, yeah, we decided to quit. And so we moved. We bought a very old Mercedes truck. At first, the plan was to travel for 1 year. Yeah. And then we stayed 4 years away.
Traveling.
And then we came back in 2016.
And so what are you doing now? What?
So since I came back in 2016, I start when we were living in India to write a script, mm-hmm. a film script.
Have you made that film?
No, not yet. I'm just, you know, you just pick me up at the moment where just it's 7 years period of my life of rebuilding.
Right.
And now since like the beginning of the year, I restart to write and to be in my proper job.
And so you have a project now.
I've got two things. One is a short movie that I just put out of the files. Because, you know, writing needs to be fully in it. You need more long periods to write a full script. Mm. And so, I just re-put my nose in it, you know, since 2 months. So I mostly work on this short movie to go in it again. I want to arrive with a short project, you know.
Yeah.
But I've got also the long one, which is more about my story and which is all of my, the time I passed to rebuild myself,
yes.
I can say,
you
know.
Okay.
So that's it.
So that's it. And on the side, when you're spare time, you're doing a little bit of extra work to...
Yeah, and the figuration is really like it's a way for me to be on the set.
Yeah.
To just smell this atmosphere that I like and I've been in it for years and years.
Yeah.
So it's a very, very easy and lazy way to be in it. You know, I just went out of my grotte, we say. What is a grotte in
Your grotto, like your hermit's cave.
You know? So it's a way to just get out of it. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for talking to Spotlight on Brittany, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what your next project's going to be, the short film and the long film.
Yeah.
And hopefully, well, perhaps when you've finished either one of them, you can come and talk to us again.
Yeah.
Well, keep me updated and we'll keep an eye on that. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.